Will you get everything put down in there?
After 4 decades of coming to Walnut Creek State Park, Robert Foster and his wife pack out their camp for what could be the final time and reminisce about all the fun their family had here.
We'd be camping next to my dad, and my alarm clock in the morning was horseshoes clinging. He'd be clinging the horseshoes together to get me to come out to play. But he loved to camp here, my mom. We even done a eulogy of my dad here. After he passed, me and my mom done a eulogy here about this park for my dad in honor of him.
Foster says he was shocked when a park manager stopped by to tell him the gates would be closing early this year and might never open again.
We thought they would at least have some kind of a plan, you know, to keep it open. This park has been a longtime friend. It's almost like sad enough to see it, like seeing a friend go. You know, because we grew up here when we were little kids. They had family reunions, and it's one of them things that you miss when you can't do it anymore.
It's a sad day for Foster. He has a lot of memories of spending time out here with late family members, and now the park might die too.
You know, it's something that people are going to miss.
But in the tiny town of Prue, less than a mile from the park, there's real concern about what Walnut Creek's closure will mean for the handful of local businesses like Ken's Convenience Store just down the road from the park entrance.
And it probably will be concerning us because it will die down the business a lot.
Yeah,
we'll lose a lot of business.
Employee Cheryl Horisco stops mopping the floor to explain how important the park is to the survival of the store.
It comes and goes. In the wintertime, it's slower because of the park not, you know, it's so cold that nobody wants to go to the park. But in the summertime, it normally is a big deal. We have a whole bunch of people come over, like the 4th of July, Labor Day, Memorial Day, and all that stuff.
Behind the counter, Mashonda Aguirre says the small store is enjoying one last bump in business as the park closes for the season and possibly for good.
Every weekend it's packed out here, and like I said, even as of right now, everybody's worried about it closing because they want to come out here and spend time. So this last week throughout here, we've had a lot of business, just the people trying to get to the park before it closes.
The future is uncertain for Walnut Creek, which the state officially offloaded October 1st. In the past, parks that have been stripped of their state statuses have stayed open because local governments and tribes stepped in to take them over. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers owns the land Walnut Creek is on, and there's talk of the Corps scraping some money together to operate the park or selling it to the Osage Nation. If history is any guide, there's a good chance the park will be open under new management next season, but nothing is assured. For State Impact, I'm Logan Layden.